The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Lucy Perham is with me for the Kids Health Check this week. The Kids Clinic, she's a paediatric respiratory consultant with Children's Health Ireland and a member of the Asthma Society of Ireland's Medical Advisory Group. Lucy, it's good to see you and thanks a million for coming into studio. I mean, this is a condition, asthma, that affects, well, how many kids in the country? How many people? What are the scores and the doors?
So in total, it's about 380,000 children and adults. But in children, it can be as many as one in five children can suffer from childhood asthma. So it's the most common chronic inflammatory disease that affects children.
Can they grow out of it?
They absolutely can. They can. But it's a bit unpredictable who will grow out of it and who will continue to suffer from asthma symptoms. We know the children who are more likely to continue to have a problem with asthma, they would primarily be children with a strong family history.
Okay.
Children who have other allergic conditions, such as eczema or food allergies, hay fever, they would be a bit of a warning sign that the asthma might stay with them.
You're describing my brother then, an absolute perfection. What is it? Maybe I should ask.
Yeah, good question. So asthma is a condition where you get variable symptoms. The kind of primary symptoms would be cough, often dry cough, wheeze, which is a whistling sound often heard when you breathe out, breathlessness, and a sensation of tightness in the chest. And those conditions are really triggered by a narrowing of the airways. And they're the passages in the lungs that air flows in and out of. And so you get redness or swelling. A little bit, if you think about it, if you had a bee sting inside your mouth and the redness of the inner cheek. But that's happening lower down in your airways. You get mucus, sticky mucus that can be produced. And you get a tightening of the muscles of the airways. And when the airways are narrowed, it can be really difficult to breathe.
Yeah, because people who maybe had asthma when they were younger or have kids with asthma will know about kind of nebulizers or maybe having to go into hospital when it's particularly acute. So it can be a dangerous condition.
It can be a fatal condition.
Yeah.
Thankfully, not for most people, but it can significantly impact quality of life. Impact the ability to sleep through the night. Nighttime symptoms can be a big problem with some people with asthma.
Why is that? What's happening at night that's not happening during the day?
Yeah, so at nighttime, when you're asleep, your natural levels of cortisol in the body can dip to their lowest level. And so often in the early hours of the morning, like 2 to 5 a.m., just before you get that natural spike in cortisol in the early hours, that can be when asthma symptoms can be most prevalent for some. But it is quite a variable condition in terms of frequency and intensity. But exercise, nighttime, and definitely when people have colds, like viral colds, that can be a major trigger.
So you exercise. Mm. This is kind of sports-induced asthma. Is that how they describe it sometimes?
That can be a description. Some people can have
an inordinate amount of professional sports people sometimes have asthma. Maybe that's a separate conversation. Anyway.
So certainly when you're exercising and you're asking your lungs to do more for you, and you have a tendency to have exercise as your trigger, that can be when you experience your asthma symptoms.
So you use the word trigger there a few times. That's the key thing, is it? That there are triggering events or triggering conditions for people. Is that it?
Correct. Everyone's asthma can be a little bit different, but the main triggers or any inciting event that brings on your asthma symptoms can be, as I've already discussed, exercise and cold, but also a change in weather. So spring or autumn, cold weather, environmental can be a big one. So passive smoking, anyone smoking cigarettes in the vicinity of someone with asthma can be a big problem. Or in the house, if you've got, you know, a beloved dog or cat, unfortunately for some people can be a trigger. The cat's fur or a dander can trigger asthma symptoms.
Well, Lucy, I mean, this is music to my ears. Dogs and cats are meant to be outside creatures. I've a long running campaign to keep animals outside. But the change of weather, I just wonder this year when we haven't, spring really hasn't sprung yet. There's a lower pollen count than there might be at this point in April. Does that mean people haven't had that triggering event yet?
So for those for whom pollen and hay fever is a big trigger, they probably haven't experienced that as it's so much of an issue at this point. Yeah. And you can actually track the pollen counts on asthma.ie and other websites to know what to do. But there's still plenty of viruses circulating and other factors which can be triggering.
So all those doses that are going around, absolutely, because everybody's indoors and windows are still closed because it's still miserable out, that they can be a triggering event.
Yes, they can.
Okay. Yes. So in terms of the treatment post-event, we might talk about how you can maybe identify what is happening and how to prevent it in a moment. But what is the treatment? Is there a universal treatment or does it depend on the condition and how it is triggered?
So there's no one single universal treatment, but there's basically a universal concept of your preventer treatment. These are usually inhaler medicines, and your reliever. And kind of understanding those two concepts is very important because your reliever medicine, which is often like a blue inhaler or a blue puffer, that really people get a lot of relief from that and their symptoms are much better. But the key thing about your reliever is that it doesn't address the underlying condition.
Why people like you, Lucy, have such an issue with all those people out there puffing away on the blue inhaler all the time?
Absolutely. Huge issue with that. That's not to say that there's not an absolute role for the blue inhaler when you have symptoms, but it should there be a recognition that if you're using your blue inhaler, it means that your asthma is not well controlled and you need your preventer, which is essentially an inhaled corticosteroid, an inhaled steroid medicine, which actually gets to that swelling and inflammation that I mentioned. It helps to reduce that so that your airways can open and you can breathe properly. Because the blue one, while it's fantastic for helping that tightening of the muscles of the airway, it does not address the inflammation.
So is that maybe the one kind of takeaway you would like people to get from this, parents maybe to get from this in particular, is to know what inhaler to use when and how to manage them?
Yes, and that comes down to having an action plan. So this is a really important concept in asthma management, is that every individual with asthma has their own specific plan for this is the medicine I take when I'm well, and this is what I do when my asthma symptoms are stepping up. And these are my triggers, and this is how I can minimize my asthma symptoms and reduce the amount of medicine that you might have to take. And the Asthma Society of Ireland is a fantastic resource. Obviously, GPs and asthma specialists, but the Asthma Society has an advice line and a WhatsApp service where you can get a call back and speak for free to a specialist nurse who can provide some advice and is a real addition to the services, additional services.
Asthma.ie as well as their website. Couldn't be simpler. Asthma.ie, or just Google the Asthma Society of Ireland and you'll find all of the contact details therein. Lucy Perham, paediatric respiratory consultant with Children's Health Ireland and a member of the Asthma Society of Ireland's Medical Advisory Group. Lucy, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.